this official timeout that we're going to take now would have been really nice if it would have been about 10 seconds before right. or 10 seconds later so that Coach Hastings hadn't burned it, didn't have to burn his timeout.
Yeah, he already has. And now Hastings walking up and down the bench behind his players, giving some instructions along with Todd Canott and Kevin Murdoch. American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like MVPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And game two between the Seawolves and Badgers tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We're on the air at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network.
I was reading some of Capo's notes, and I had kind of forgot about this, but at one point in time, we had Daniel Lotch and Ty Emberson, Eau Claire Altoona connection when it was there. And I forgot that Ty was defensive partner with, I can't remember who it is, but I see Ty made his NHL debut.
Yeah.
Good for him.
A couple of weeks ago with the San Jose Sharks. Good kid. Very good defenseman. Best in the AHL a couple of years ago. And finally getting a look by San Jose after being traded by the New York Rangers. Wisconsin's Whitelaw got knocked down, tried to draw a penalty, but the referees won't go for it. Anchorage can't clear from the far corner. Almquist able to bump it off the wall. Here he comes near the Badgers bench. Angles a pass for Shackle. Tried to knock it down. He does, and his shot from the left wing wide. Comes out to the blue line, held in by Almquist. Got it deep enough for Golker, the defenseman. Now it's Shackle. Lost his left glove. Throws a backhand pass in midair. Knocked down by Almquist and then whacked out to center by the Badgers. Seawolves got there first. They throw it ahead for Shackle. He deflected. No icing. Badgers back in their own end. Palatichuk calmly played it ahead. Scooped along by Whitelaw. Chased down by Tassi. One-on-one with a defenseman. Slowed by Kosabud, who knocked him off balance. And the Seawolves able to get the puck.
Shackle has played pretty much the whole shift with one glove.
Badgers Tassi rolls it behind the net. First man there was Kosabud. Badgers able to hold at the right point. Fitzgerald now after Huffman, but Huffman reverses to Kosabud. There's Lucius in on the forecheck, being persistent. Kosabud fights through the stick check and physicality, and now out to center. It's White to the tape of Almquist. Anderson had come across the line early and offside called on Anchorage. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. So did you take down your Thanksgiving decorations and putting up Christmas stuff yet, Ian?
Yeah. Ain't happening at my house.
No?
No.
No Christmas lights?
Had a great Thanksgiving. My wife was in charge of desserts, which was pies, and about half of them were left until this morning.
Good breakfast for you.
Yes, they were. Nothing better than pumpkin and apple for dessert.
Wow. Oh, here's a puck that got through to Bantle. He's got it left wing, and his shot blocked. Excellent back check that time by Belitsky to cancel out Bantle. And now the Badgers, Cilia, able to hold his own, finds Bantle open left wing, tries to slide it through the legs of a defender to Lucius. That came off his skate. Now Anderson's got it back for Anchorage. Across the line right wing, shoots one low to the glove side of McClellan, and he goes down and scoops it up and hangs on for a faceoff. 7:05 left second period. Still no score between Wisconsin and Alaska Anchorage.
That's the one thing about Kyle that I'm very impressed with. He went down. He could have just played that puck after the initial save.
Yep.
But that was a 3-on-3, and he had a defenseman caught out of position. Yeah, we'll just settle everything down and get a face-off and get some five new skaters out here.
Face-off to McClellan's left. Alex Gomez from Parker, Colorado. Lost the draw. Kerr able to use his body to win the puck free for Daniel Lotch. And the Badgers come out of their own end. Horbach will throw it far corner, but he hadn't gained the red line. But Finley gets there first, so icing waved off. They move it around near side. Kerr, right side, overskates the puck. Gets some support from Horbach, and now back to the left corner it goes, and Quinn Finley met by Barber. Finley went down hard on his own. Barber hit him from behind, but no penalty called. Finley's up, and he's okay. Badgers roll it along to the right wing and Kerr. Shoves it back deep. Lindmark cut off. Can't get to the puck. Bamper's got it for Anchorage. Persistent forecheck by Horbach to jam it free. Horbach still battling left wing wall along with Lindmark. Finley hoping it pops his way. It's loose and then lifted over the stick of Lotch out through center ice. 6:14 left in the second. Wisconsin nothing. Anchorage nothing. Here's Lodge, had it poked off his stick, bounces out high. Gomez, oh, good back check by Dick, and then the puck came free to Thompson. His shot sticked aside by McClellan. It went high into the air, down to his right, and then the Badgers knocked it behind the cage. And now Finley scoops it out through center. After it, Stramel can't split two Seawolves. Puck came back to the Anchorage zone. Stramel in on the forecheck, kept away from him by the Seawolves, Tisdale. And then Stramel and Tisdale, little contact. And back out to neutral ice. Mladychuk breaks it up. Dick walks around Finley. He's open left side. Finley, oh, beg your pardon. Dick shoots one that went off the shoulder of the goaltender and out of play. Good play by Tyson Dick that time.
Yeah, he stripped the defenseman of the puck right at the blue line. And it is technically a two-on-one, but there was no room for him to make a pass, so he had to take the shot. And the only thing that was open was the top right-hand corner, so he took the right shot. But Whale, who, as we have mentioned, has played a whale of a game, is been equal to the task all night long.
We'll have an ID coming up here in a moment. First, the faceoff to the right of Jared Whale, who stopped all 19 Badger bids so far. Wisconsin won the draw. Pilatichuk skips one through traffic off the stick of Tassie. Goes to the right of Whale. Played back in front. Whale then paddled the puck to the near side. Cole slides it ahead to Tisdale at center.
Oh.
He'll dump it in, and Tisdale got crushed with a high hit by Dexheimer. Penalty coming up on the Badgers defenseman. Power play for Anchorage in just a moment. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers were 0 for 3 on the power play in the opening period, scoreless after 20. Anchorage will get its second straight power play of the second period, still scoreless with 5:16 to play. 14:44, the two-minute minor to Dexheimer for cross-checking.
Yeah, and he hit him good. I mean, he laid a lot of lumber on him. It was kind of irrelevant that he did it because the guy was going to have to come around him anyway.
Borlicki's out there with Lodge, Horbach, and Lindmark on the penalty kill. Uh-oh, Barber finds an open Helgeson recovering in time. Lindmark to block that shot. To the far side, it's Gilson. He'll dump it back deep. Lotch after it there, tried to turn to his left and clear, but Shackle got in the way. And now it came free to Shackle, walks the goal line, tried to feed the back-cutting Helgeson, but that went off his stick and out to the right point. Helgeson back out to Gilson. Right-handed defenseman backpedaling now to Helgeson. Leads the team with 7 goals to Almquist. Leads the team with 13 points. Left-handed Almquist to the dot. Back out to Helgeson. Straight away, Gilson now. Doesn't shoot. Gomez will. And that's denied by McClellan with a right pad. That was actually Barber, the defenseman, who shot that puck. 77, not 74. Shackle, number 79, tumbled over the body of Lindmark. Lotch trying to dig the puck free. Penalty kill continues for 45 seconds. Now Lindmark will shovel it all the way down. The Badgers will change 3/4 of their PK. Now Lindmark will get a break, too, as Anchorage goes back behind its net. 3:50 left in the period. 33 seconds to go on the power play for Anchorage. No score here in this non-conference series opener.
Sawyer Scholl being the guy, I guess, who was going to play with David Cilia for the penalty kill in a replacement for Matty D. St. Phail. It's a big responsibility for the young man.
Yeah. 20-year-old freshman from Medford, Wisconsin. Good work behind the Wisconsin cage. Cilia turns and sends it to the corner. Pilatichuk after it, able to skate it ahead. Scholl's got it. Badgers back at full strength in 2 seconds. Scholl delays as he came across the line. Now Pilatichuk will hammer it deep. Badgers open in front was Scholl. The pass, though, off the toe of his stick on his backhand and poked free. Badgers kill off that Anchorage power play, though. Now 2 for 2 on the PK. Still no score. 3 minutes left until the second intermission. Steele, Scholl's got it. Mishandled the puck. Able to gather it back in, and a low right-hand shot with a backhand. Kicked aside by Whale rather calmly. And the Seawolves throw it back out to center. Dexheimer muffed it. Got it to Whitelaw now on the second try. Whitelaw pitched it ahead. Maybe too far for Fitzgerald. He's hustling after it. Icing waved off. Fitzgerald got hit. Taken down in the corner by the defenseman Huffman. No penalty. Whitelaw can't play behind the nets. Coming down the wall was Cleveland to keep it alive. Whitelaw with it behind the cage. Sauced it over right wing to Fitzgerald. Half boards, he has it. Left side, Kerr. Twirling move to the wing. Can't get away from Anderson. Still has the puck, though. Finds Finley now. Finley snaps off a pass right side. Fitzgerald. Nobody moving to the nets. Here's Kerr now. He'll skate down the right wing. Shoots one low block. Kerr follows his shot, but couldn't get it on net. Huffman there. Tries Luck to out. Clear. Didn't get much of it. Held in by Fitzgerald. Nicely done. Christian Fitzgerald backside right for Whitelaw. That was blocked. Whitelaw's got it in the corner, though. Badgers, a lot of ozone time. Fitzgerald pass in front off a skate. Ricochet, Dexheimer, one-timer, Kerr, and he missed the net on the near side. Just barely. Whitelaw kept it alive. Poked off his stick by White. Lost the battle. Here comes Anchorage, 3-on-2 the other way. Van Dam to White, back-checking. Dexheimer lifted the stick, worked it free. Turnaround shot, Van Dam missed the net. He's got it again. Wide open right side, shoots and scores. Gunnar Van Dam put one on net. It looked like Jared White may have deflected it. Either way, the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves lead 6th-ranked Wisconsin 1-0.
And what turns out to be what seemed like a very innocent play coming into the zone. Badgers had all five back. Everybody was taking a man. That puck comes out. And I think the only thing that was an obstruction was the Badger defenseman and maybe one Alaska forward. But a beautiful wrist shot taken from the point. And as a result, bingo, Van Dam. Gunnar Van Dam is going to get the first goal for Anchorage.
First collegiate goal for Gunnar Van Dam, the freshman from Pittsford, New York. 1-0. Seawolves with the lead. Time of the goal, 18:25. Will that be a wake-up call for Wisconsin? Bantle on the rush, shoots one right into the chest of Wales, sliding on his knees to his right. He gives up no rebound. 1:18 left here in the period. Van Dam from Olmquist and White at 18:25. So Olmquist averaging almost a point per game, and White gets the secondary assist on Van Dam's goal at 18:25. So the Badgers down 1-0. They've got 5 come-from-behind wins this season, but they are not on their A game tonight.
Well, I would say that that formula, or that recipe of saving it till the third period is not a good recipe to have.
Now Cilia with Bantle and Stramel on this forward line. Kerr, Palatichuk, one-timer, stopped by Whale. Left a juicy rebound there, but the Badgers couldn't get to it. On his knees was Thompson, who slid out to center with possession of the puck and passed it to the left wing, allowing his teammates to dump it in. Now Bamble with a long-range shot. That was a howitzer. He teed that one up, and McClellan made the stop. Badgers with the puck. Stramel throws it open ice far side. Cilia at center. Will skate it in. Tries to get around Bamber and does. And he works in front and shoots one in tight, and Whale with a save. Like the creativity by Cilia that time to get a quality look.
Yeah, everybody else was tied up. You might as well get it on net and see what happens.
See Wolves heave it down to the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer after it. He clanks it off the glass. That's going to make its way down the ice, but no icing. 30 seconds left in the period. Badgers find themselves down 1-0. Here's Huffman now. Skates around one man, and then they turn it over. Badgers 3-on-1. Tassi slot. Shot. Missed the net. Off the inboards. Tries to whack it off the goaltender, but he protects the post. No luck there. The Badgers, Lucius with it. Backpedaling right wing. Straight away now Lodge. No angle to shoot. Then when he tried, he fanned on it. Lucius now right wing. 8 seconds. Double team. Comes off the wall. Lost it. Got it back. Lodge 3 seconds. Below the goal line. Lindmark wraparound attempt. Canceled out by Huffman. And that's it for period number 2. And the Wisconsin Badgers at home, trailing independent Alaska Anchorage 1-0 after 2 periods of play. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers had 14 shots on goal in that second period, a two-period total of 24, but Anchorage goaltender Jared Whale has stopped all 24 bids, and the Seawolves are shutting out Wisconsin 1-0 after one. Gunnar Van Dam gets his first collegiate goal at 18:25 from Ben Almquist and Jared White. Only 7 shots on goal for Anchorage in that period, 12 for two periods. Kyle McClellan made 6 saves in that second period of play. Seawolves had 2 power plays. Badgers killed them off. It looked like they had gained a little bit of momentum with their penalty kills, but just not able to get anything past Jared Whale tonight.
Especially since the fact that they had better scoring opportunities shorthanded than Anchorage did on the power play. You would think that that would be a momentum booster of some sort. But the fact of the matter being is it just took that one lucky shot. And again, as I said before, when you're pounding the goalie as hard as you are and you're getting as many clean open breaks, it's going to take a sloppy goal like that in order to electrify one team or the other.
Badgers down 1-0 after 2. We'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a 3-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Hey friends, Matt and Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
And After two periods, Anchorage leads sixth-ranked Wisconsin 1-0. In the Big Ten, Ohio State snapped a four-game slide with a 6-3 win over Princeton. Penn State pounded Lindenwood 9-3. Notre Dame fell at home to second-ranked Boston College 6-1. Michigan and St. Cloud State scoreless after one period in St. Cloud. And Michigan State and Minnesota, the only Big Ten conference series. They're playing at Mariucci tonight and still no score between those two, unless you see something I don't see.
Nope.
All right, no score between the Gophers and the Spartans. Again, 1-0. Anchorage leads Wisconsin. 2.5-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The football season is a non-stop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center. Badgers down 1-0 after one. Defensively, Wisconsin's been good, but why can't they find the back of the net?
Don't know. There haven't been a lot of clear opportunities. Even the shorthanded breakaway or the shorthanded two-on-one, it was a chip shot or it was trying to get the goaltender to move. The other, I think, thing that has been different is when Alaska takes a shot and they do what they call a pop shot where put it on the pads so that there's a rebound to the left or to the right. Badgers have been missing the net and the goaltender, and so that doesn't allow for a lot of rebounds, but also gives some credit to the Alaska defensemen, because once you get inside that quote-unquote scoring halo down there, the Badger defense, Badger forwards are getting tied up like you wouldn't believe. Their defensemen have done a great job of really nullifying any offensive opportunities directly in front of the net.
And the Badgers have come from behind five times to win this season. Can they make it six? They're down 1-0. Third period's coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, Insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You sustain a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Badger Hockey also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com. We start the third period with Wisconsin trailing Alaska Anchorage 1-0. Badgers have outscored their opponents 16-7 in the third period this season. It's Owen Lindmark, Jack Horbach, and Quinn Finley, the only line combination that stayed the same so far here tonight. Mike Hastings has really been juggling his forward lines. Now a bad pass by Kerr, intercepted by Helgeson. Puck loose in the slot. Backhand shot or a back off-balance shot by Shackle. Missed the net. He had it on his backhand, turned on his forehand. Now a steal by Anchorage. Badgers struggling to get it out of their own zone, even to cleanly handle the puck. Now Lindmark kicks it over to Lodge. He'll spin it around to the near side. Defenseman pinches in, preventing Finley from playing it cleanly. And it squirts free to the right circle. Lodge with Helgeson on him. Excellent forechecking pressure by Alaska Anchorage. And the Badgers finally get the puck out of the zone 40 seconds into the third period. But they throw it too far for Finley. Anchorage gets it. Gilson ahead to Helgeson, and he'll dump it down into the Badgers zone. Not a good start to the third for Wisconsin.
Kind of playing the hot potato.
Here's Tyson Dick now. Sidesteps one man. Pass right wing. Cilia tracks it down. Goal line, and he throws it backside for Lucius off a stick right in front of the goaltender to the near wall. Merritt skates it up to center. It deflects down to the Wisconsin zone. That's where Dexheimer goes to get it. Slowly moves it off to Polatichuk, who whacks it back towards Dexheimer, and it found its way to Tyson Dick. Now Lucius with it across the line right wing. Lucius snaps one off. Save made. Rebound there. Cilia tied up. Can't get a stick down. Out of the point, Vorlicki tries to settle it down at his pocket pick. By Gomez. Vorlicki battles back. Gomez backpedals into the offensive zone. Thompson had it. Lost it. Centers one back to Gomez. It's loose in front, and it's pitched right towards the Badgers cage, and McClellan used the paddle of his stick to draw it to his glove as he was twirling around on his knees to handle that one, and gets a face-off. 18-24 to go in the third. Badgers trail Anchorage 1-0.
Well, I felt pretty sorry for Tyson Dick in front of the net because the puck was between his feet and he must have spun around at least three times before he figured out where it was going to go. That's a frustrating experience.
Face-off to McClellan's right. Badgers have won 23 of 30 face-offs tonight. Puck possession's one thing. They've got to convert, and now McClellan, nice stop on the left pad, and then made sure the rebound didn't go home. Now it bounces in front of the net, ricochets to the far side. Tisdale, he's got the puck, works his way out to the blue line, throws a backhander towards the net. McClellan down and out, Cole had the puck, but his back to the net. Had he turned, McClellan had some room to give up. And now here's Fitzgerald, cuts to the slot. Looking backside. Oh, he shot one behind Whale. It may have hit the post and ricocheted through the crease. Good pass between the legs. That time from the goal line, and Tassie made its way to Whitelaw. His shot on the wing didn't get through. And then thrown out to center, and Anthony Kerr after it.
Turn and go.
And he will. Kerr snaps one ahead to Fitzgerald. Directs into the attacking zone. Tassie in on the forecheck. But Gilson got there first. Got it off to Kosabud. Sauced it ahead behind the intended receiver. Taken by Lotch, and his pass not a lot on it. Mellenbacher couldn't get there. Lotch now in the corner. Badgers can't clear. Gilson holds off the end boards. It bounces behind the Badgers net. Charlie Stramel there reverses course to Lotch. Pressured immediately by Belitsky. Stick handling nicely in traffic, and now here's Scholl. Tried to tap ahead to Mellenbacher. Anderson got in the way. Mellenbacher and Scholl still digging for it. Wisconsin's Lotch able to get it out to center. But Gilson takes it there for Anchorage, and he'll set it right back down in.
Boy, they're just so intense on the puck.
Yeah, they have been good. Their forecheck has been causing all kinds of fits for Wisconsin, something that Michigan State was effective at last weekend when they swept the Badgers in East Lansing. Steal by Anchorage. Here's White across the line, onside. Pass intended for Almquist, too far for him. Dexheimer goes to get it for Wisconsin. Head man for Palatichuk. Didn't connect. And then sent back the other way, and Dexheimer hustles after it again. In on the forecheck was Shackle, who takes the puck away. Stramel, good stick, forces a turnover. Stramel turns, doesn't feel the pressure from behind. Helgeson lifted his stick, but the puck deflected far side, and the Badgers. Head man now to Finley, and he turns and dumps it in. White can't play it behind the net. Horbach couldn't catch it far wall. Anchorage comes out of its own end, or at least attempted to. Now whistling offside called on Anchorage, stopping play. Fans didn't like it because Horbach had possession in the attacking zone, but he was going to go one-on-three because his teammates were already out of the offensive zone. He'll drop the puck just outside the Anchorage blue line.
Not so sure it's the worst thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
But fact of the matter being is the puck did come out when there was two Badgers still stuck inside the blue line. It is what it is.
Yeah. Here's Cleveland now. He'll dump it in off the dasher. It goes to the far side. Flying in was Lindmark behind the net. Centering pass goes off a stick. Finley was defended. I'm thinking maybe Lindmark was trying to get a bounce. He steals now. Slot. Here's Vorlicki. He pushed it towards the net. Not a lot on it. Ricocheted back to him. Mike then sends it to the far wall and Horbach. He looks up and sees Lindmark on the left wing, so spins it around the corner boards. Lindmark now cut off behind the net. It's behind him. Lindmark trying to locate the puck, caught up in his skates. Eventually Anchorage has it. And now Shackle will sauce it ahead, deflected by Helgeson to the stick of Wisconsin's Vorlicki. He veers off to his right by the Badgers bench, cut off by Merritt. Badgers pick it up there. Lindmark to Horbach. Horbach across the line, 2-on-4. Drop pass left wing, Lotch, fresh off the bench. Low left goes the defenseman, Daniel Lotch, slowed by Gomez. Put it in front with a backhand, came right back to Daniel, who sends it around the right wing wall, and that's where Tyson Dix got it and sends it deep again. Cilia tries to lift the stick of the forward. Finley, Badgers win the puck. Dick out to Lotch. He's pressured. Can't get a shot or pass off. Merritt takes it, sends it ahead. After it, Thompson, 2-on-2. Lotch hustles back. Thompson tried a one-hand backhand shot that went behind the net. Gomez retrieves. Backhand shot by Merritt. Ooh. On goal, and somehow McClellan made that stop. I'm not sure if he even saw the puck, but he was in position to make the save. Badgers after it. Cilia's got it. Wisconsin's alternate captain got knocked down before he gained the red line and threw it on net from 100 feet. Stopped by Whale. Fed ahead, intended for Thompson, too far, and icing waved off there. 6:40 gone by. Make that 5:40 gone by. Third period. Badgers have yet to light the lamp. They're onside on the rush. Palatichuk shot. Kicked aside by Whale. He's perfect. No. 28 for 28. Point pass Dexheimer. Able to hold the zone. And then coughed up by Lucius. Matt Allen now. Left wing pass for Cole. He'll run it down. Dexheimer immediately on him, but Cole works away from the physicality. Centering pass blocked and knocked to the corner by Palatichuk. Out to the point, they move it quickly. Here's Gilson now. Steps to the slot. Off balance backhand. He puts it on net. McClellan with a save. Dexheimer couldn't reach. Kept alive by Cole behind the net. Now wraparound attempt. McClellan stops. Short side attempt by Tisdale on the second bid. And again, McClellan with a nice save as he came up out of his crouch to cut down that shot. Now Allen, slot open. Gilson can't get a shot off with Tassie in the vicinity. Gilson takes it to the far corner. Stick handling. And boy, this unit of Allen, Tisdale, and Cole again causing Wisconsin problems. Badgers eventually get it out to center, and now they have possession of the puck. Anchorage has outplayed the Badgers here in this third period. 13-10 to go in it. Wisconsin down 1-0.
The Badgers kind of clinging, I guess, would be the best way. They just seem to, every time they turn around, they touch it, and there's somebody right on them.
Anchorage got to the puck first in its own zone. Flipped it around, but not out. It's loose at center, and now Vorlicki's got it. Mike angles a pass to Stramel. Tries to get after it. Vorlicki got the angle to it first. Left wing, Lindmark. His shot blocked out high by Golker. Battling back, Stramel. Forced a turnover and then gave it right back. It's loose at center. Poked to the stick of Wisconsin's Bantle. Topol, his shot. Oh, stopped by Whale. Stuck out his right arm and made the save.
I thought it maybe went off his stick.
Could have. Lindmark now behind the nets. Bantle throwing his body around. It's bumped out to the point in Lodge. Sidesteps a man. Stramel with it right wing. Charlie looking for his first goal of the season out by the blue line. And a wild pass draws Lodge back out to center. 12:05 left in the third. Wisconsin trails Anchorage 1-0. Here's Daniel Lodge trying to protect the puck as the Badgers change. He gave it away. Helgeson. Headman's now to Shackle. Shackle drop pass Almquist. He chased it down high slot. Far side Helgeson. Right-hander backpedals to the left wing. Long-range shot kicked out by McClellan. That came off the stick of the defenseman Huffman. And the Badgers care now. Carries it to the red line and then turned it over. And then it's dumped right back down in. McClellan to the right of his cage. Paddles it far side to Lodge. 19 shots on goal now for Anchorage. 7 in this third period. They lead 1-0. Looking for more as Tisdale forces a turnover. Big kick save by McClellan again. Gathered in by Celia. Headmans to Scholl. He'll scoop it to the far corner, hoping Horbach can get there. But Huffman there first for Anchorage. Horbach then wipes out. Puck around the near side. Helgeson, easy breakout pass to the stick of Almquist. To the red line. He'll scoop it in, and the Seawolves change. 11:08 to go in the period. The third period. Wisconsin down 1-0. Only 3 even strength goals for the Badgers last weekend against Michigan State. Only 6 goals they've scored in the last 3 games in all. And they're getting shut out on home ice by Alaska Anchorage right
here
now.
Go.
Finley Steedle, open man slot. Finley can't pass it to him. Good sliding play by Von Dam to break that up. Now Finley works out to the right circle. He shoots a wrister from the slot. Stopped by Whale. He keeps it corralled to his body and then drops it to his glove for a whistle. 10:40 to go in the third. It's 1-0 Anchorage.
Well, we've seen more line shuffling and trying to get some offensive pressure. The chemistry just isn't there right now.
No.
For whatever reason, I'm not 100% sure. But to give credit to credit where credit is due, Alaska has been first through the puck and done a great job of puck control, especially in their defensive zone.
And Anchorage went on the road and won at State College against Penn State. Shot by Dexheimer, didn't get through. Picked up by Tassi, his shot didn't get through. Anchorage up near 20 block shots here tonight. Bad pass. And the Badgers couldn't hold the zone, though, and it's back into the Wisconsin end. And Dexheimer throws it ahead. Lindmark up behind the defense. Breakaway for Owen. Lindmark backhand. Forehand. Oh, his shot stopped by Whale, but a penalty coming up on Anchorage. Oh, Lindmark got behind the defense for a breakaway. He tried to deke out Jared Whale, but Whale snagged it with his glove. Penalty, though, on Anchorage. Wisconsin will get a power play.
Yeah, and, you know, if you look at it, I don't think that it should be a penalty. That was a bad call, in my opinion. But Owen Lindmark, the puck never sat down. It was rolling when he tried to go top shelf. And that's just kind of throwing a soft knuckleball at the goaltender who held his ground. Give him credit. He held his ground. But this is a big power play, regardless of what anybody thinks.
Golker for slashing at 7:38. Fourth Kunis power play of the night for the Badgers. They're 0-3 so far. Trying to pull even, down 1-0 here late third period. Actually halfway through the third. Celia out to the point. Dexheimer, his wrister got through Whale with a save, rebound there. Tracked down by Fitzgerald, right wing. Back out to the point. Dexheimer, left wing. Lucius steps to the dot, shoots one. Blocker save made by Whale. Lucius after it in the corner, tried to send it behind the net. Didn't get there, and Van Dam sent it all the way down.
Shots are getting through. It's just a matter of time before the big 21 gets out on the ice and causes some havoc down there.
Here's David Celia. Dumps it in deep, tried to split two Seawolves, couldn't get through, tried to draw a penalty, nothing called. Bouncing puck held in by Wisconsin. It's Lucius now. Stick handling nicely out by the blue line. Sauced across Dexheimer to the slot. Pass intended for Fitzgerald. Off his stick. Backhand shot. Stop. Rebound. Wheeled down and out. Badgers can't get the puck on net. Clearing all the way out to center. Hustling after it now. Riley Thompson. He stops at center ice with two Badgers converging on him and able to rag the puck a little bit and then dumps it down in on McClellan, who sends it around to Pilatichuk. Second power play unit out for the Badgers. Still down 1-0. Oh, they had some chances there.
Yep.
Jared Whale a bit lucky that time. Here's Lindmark now, left goal line. Spins it around to the far side, Whitelaw, the referee in his way. Whitelaw's able to get it to the point, and Pilatichuk. Back to Whitelaw. And to the slot, or actually left wing intended pass for Lindmark, broken up by the Seawolves. Lindmark tried to get it deep and got the job done. Here's Bantle now. Whitelaw far corner, can't reach the puck. It's poked out towards the point, held in by Pilatichuk. 25 seconds left on the power play. Badgers need one to tie. Here's Whitelaw, his snapshot. He fell down to one knee and missed the net. Here's Lindmark to the left circle. Finley back to Lindmark. Lindmark swings it far side, wide open. Whitelaw steps to the dot, tries to go low to Bantle. Puck deflected. Whitelaw kept it alive. He's got it now goal line left. Poked off his stick by Bamber. 5 seconds to go on the power play. Badgers still unable to score. Centering pass, wide open. Finley has to catch backhand. Turnaround, shot off a stick, then the high glass. Wisconsin 0 for 4 on the power play. Anchorage has gotten the job done on the PK, and they'll set it in and get a line change with 8:10 to go in the third. 1-0 Seawolves.
Not a lot of point blank shots either. Everything has been taken from the perimeter.
Borlicki now gets up and goes out of his own end. To the left wing, Stramel able to poke it past Almquist and chase it down in the offensive zone. Trying to pass back to the point, had his stick lifted in that attempt and sent back to center ice. Jack Horbach got there and then taken back by the Seawolves, who sent it in. Crowd here trying to get them going. Decent crowd here tonight, day after Thanksgiving. Students home enjoying some home cooking. Steal at center by Almquist. Anchorage leading 1-0. It's late. 7.5 minutes left. Puck came free to Stramel. Outlet pass made its way through to Horbach. Skates at center. Tried to pitch it past the defenseman. Tried to get around the defenseman and does. Retrieves it right side. Centering pass broken up by Anchorage's back-checking Shackle. To the point now, Lodge. He sets and shoots. It's off a stick. Loose puck. Oh, reaching for it.
That's
Stramel,
but
he was tied up by the defenseman. Kosabud, no penalty call. Still 1-0 Seawolves. Badgers 34 shots on goal have yet to put one in the back of the net. And now it's heaved out to center by Alaska Anchorage. Here's Cruz Lucius at center ice. Did a 360 stick handling and now goes through two Seawolves, then a third, and then left it for the fourth, who was defending as well.
Ooh.
And he gave it away.
Saw a little head nod from Coach Hastings on that one.
Yeah. 6:45 and counting down in the third. Badgers getting shut out on home ice. Drop pass left wing. Fitzgerald looking backside. Pass didn't get through to Lucius. Cilia now fends off Merritt. Merritt back up on his skates, though, and able to poke it past Pilatichuk to center ice. Now Pilatichuk with it in his own end. With Merritt on him. Snaps off a pass ahead to Dexheimer. Up the middle he goes. Cilia open right circle. Shoots one low. Save made. Rebound reaching for it. Dexheimer. It goes in.
Well, there'll be controversy on this one. The goaltender may have been interfered with by Dexheimer, but the defenseman is actually the person who put Dexheimer into the crease.
Dexheimer followed it up after Cilia had a chance. Dexheimer, his second goal in as many games after going 48 without a goal as a Badger. Cilia got the shot off. The rebound was there. Oh, nope. Dexheimer ran into the goaltender as he poked the puck across. Now, did the puck go across before contact was made on the goaltender? That's what the referees are going to take a look at. Head coach Matt Shasby of Alaska Anchorage wants the referees, David Marcotte and Kevin Corbett, to take a look at video replay, and they're certainly going to do that.
Yeah, they will, and I just have this ugly gut feeling that there was contact made before the puck had actually crossed the goal line.
6:13 left in the third. Will it count or won't it count? The referees trying to get their microphones, in arena microphones, working.
Previous play is under review. It's being challenged by Alaska Anchorage for goaltender interference.
Anchorage will challenge for goaltender interference. We'll take a 1 minute break. 6:13 to go in the third. It's either 1-0 Anchorage or 1-1. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 24-inch lamb chop squeaker dog toy is $4.99 each. 32-inch assorted plush animals are just $5.99 each. And a Frigidaire stand mixer is $49.99. There's so many Black Friday deals, I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through November 26th. See Menards.com for details.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on a Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Ben Dexheimer's game-tying goal at 13:47 being reviewed by the referees, and out comes Kevin Corbett with the announcement. Microphone doesn't work, so David Marcotte will speak to the audience.
After review, we have no goal.
So the challenge by Matt Shasby pays off. Goalie interference, no goal. Still 1-0. The Badgers trail 6:13 to go, and I think that's the right call.
Yeah, it is. At least on the big scoreboard that we saw, from the angle that we saw, the puck had what could have been saved by the right pad of the goaltender. Whale is now in a situation where it had crossed the line after the contact. So, yeah, I would have to agree with the call. Big momentum shift here.
Mike Hastings wanted further explanation, and David Marcotte gave it to him. Faced off outside the Anchorage blue line, Jared Whale shutting out the Badgers. He's made 35 saves here tonight. Cilia, Fitzgerald, and Tassie. The Mankato connection out there for Mike Hastings' squad. Dexheimer and Polatichuk. Badgers won the draw, dumped it in. Cilia battling for the puck in the slot. Then it crawls off his stick. Allen took it away. Tisdale, nice tap pass from Cole. Tisdale charging into the offensive zone. Slowed by Dexheimer, who got rough with him. Puck played around on the near side. Fitzgerald can't reach it. Picked up by Bamber. And a long-range shot went off his stick and up over the outstretched right arm of McClellan, and then the Seawolves send it back to center, and they dump it in and send two forecheckers immediately at the Wisconsin defense, and they steal the puck. Tisdale took it from Dexheimer, and then it's reversed behind the net, and Polatich up there for the Badgers. Fitzgerald able to knife it out to center, but the Seawolves send it right back in. They need a change. 5.5 minutes left in the third. Badgers down a goal in this series opener. Horbach to center. Lindmark chopped it back to Jack. Horbach crossed the line, shoots one, and a blocker save made by Whale. Directed it to the near side where only Jared White could go get it. And then Bantle throwing his body around. Cleveland along the far side out of the Badger zone they come. Here's Horbach, angles a pass.
Ooh, right idea.
Bantle, good play by Gilson, the sophomore defenseman, to break up that pass play at the Anchorage blue line. Lead feed for Bantle deflected down to the Seawolves' end. Wisconsin in on the forecheck. Steal by Horbach. Slashed at by Anderson. The stick came out of his hands. Penalty on Anderson. Ben Anderson will get 2 minutes for slashing Wisconsin. A Kunis power play and a chance to tie. 4:52 left here in the third. And we will take a one-minute break. One-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin 4-0 at home for the first time since the 2010-11 season. Haven't been 5-0 at home since the 04-05 season. They need a goal to tie here. They're on a power play after Anderson whistled for slashing at 15-08. The power play unit is Dexheimer, Lucius, Fitzgerald, Tassi, with Cilia taking the draw to the right of Anchorage goaltender Jared White. Has the power play been better lately? He was 0-3 in the first period, Ian. Here's Dexheimer, right point to Lucius. Steps in, looking. And a redirect. Oh, Fitzgerald, it went off the near post. Rebound was there. Tassi took a swing and missed.
Oh,
excellent
Lord.
Play off the timeout. And Fitzgerald's redirect beat Whale clean, but it hit the near side pipe.
And then went behind him to the other side of the net so that the Badgers couldn't get a good opportunity to knock it in the open cage.
Here comes Wisconsin again. Dexheimer tried to get it deep. Look off
out.
The stick from behind. Breakaway. Here comes Gomez for Anchorage. Tried to go five-hole with a one-handed backhand, and McClellan closed the pads to keep it a 1-0 deficit.
Pretty sloppy. Although Dexheimer had no other options. Everybody was just kind of watching him to see what he was going to do. But the end result was, oh, my God. Simon Tassi had a wide-open net and couldn't get the lacrosse mallet on it.
Yeah, Fitzgerald hits the pipe, and then the puck was right in front of Simon Tassi and just couldn't connect in midair. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Power play continues for a minute 15. There's 4:05 left in the third. Badgers down one. Whitelaw stick handling in through traffic. Able to pick it up and from the right wing shot one on goal. Whale able to steer it aside near side. Finley on the near boards. Gilson, though, out-battled him and lifted out to center. Palatichuk goes to get it at center. Pressure there by Gomez and forcing Palatichuk back behind the Badgers' net. 50 seconds left in the man advantage. Wisconsin trailing Anchorage 1-0 in this series opener. Finley dumps it into the corner. It goes. Huffman there. Finley and Lindmark as well. Three Seawolves on the PK in the corner. Bantle finds an open man right circle, but Whitelaw couldn't handle the aerial feed. Throws it out to the point. Palatichuk back to Whitelaw. He's got it left wing. To the goal line he goes. Here's Finley. He fanned a shot from the left circle.
Only wide open shot that the Badgers have had, actually, in this hole. And he muffed it.
Yeah, and boy, the PK for Anchorage has been very, very aggressive. Palatichuk has to leap to try to play the puck lifted over him. He has to now hustle back into his own zone. Tisdale chasing him, and now Palatichuk skates ahead with it. At the red line, slides it over to Whitelaw. Has a step on the defenseman. Low right, passed it backside to Finley. Didn't connect. Lindmark, open man, Bantle catches with his foot to his forehand. Oh, he snapped a shot off. Then Wales stopped and out of play. It sails. Oh, what a stick-handling move by Carson Bantle, but Whale up to the task. He's stopped 38 Badger bids so far, still 1-0 Anchorage, 2:51 left in the third. The Badgers now 0-5 on the power play.
Yep, and not for lack of advantage, not for lack of opportunity, let's put it that way. Badgers have elected to pull the goaltender here with 2:51 left.
Yep.
Offensive zone faceoff.
We'll see what happens. Lodge and Dexheimer at the blue line. Wisconsin wins the draw. Lucius, Cilia, Fitzgerald, Tassi on the ice. Lucius, right point, Dexheimer. Long-range wrister blocked down. Taken away by Anchorage's Bamber. He weaves his way to center and will scoop it, try to get it deep. Wisconsin's Dexheimer fell down, and from the blue line they threw the puck towards the net, but Anchorage was offside.
Offside.
Wouldn't have counted anyway.
Yeah, initial call was offside. Dexheimer grabbed by the snow snake at the blue line. Pulled his feet right out from underneath of him.
Wow. Face off outside the Wisconsin blue line. McClellan back in goal. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Lotch at his own blue line. To the red line now. He'll whip it in. Around to the right side. Lindmark will track it down and send it back deep to Horbach. Tried to move it along for Finley. Didn't get a lot on it. Horbach now goes to help his teammate and just hit Almquist from behind into the end boards. No penalty called on Wisconsin. Badgers able to jam it free, but too strongly. Oh, and Lodge was in the circle rather than on the wall. And it forces Wisconsin all the way back into its own zone. 2 minutes left here in the third. Badgers down 1-0. Finley with the puck. Shackle on him. And again, the forecheck has just been relentless by Anchorage. Lodge able to get it ahead to Dexheimer. 4-on-3. Drop pass Bantle. Pressured by Gomez and coughed it up. No, he wins it back. Dexheimer, right wing, backside. Finley catches, shoots. Not a lot on it. Lifted over the outstretched glove of Whale. Bantle able to get to it far corner, protecting the puck. One hands it off to Lindmark. To the left point, Dexheimer. 90 seconds left. Dexheimer walks the line. Back left side, and Lindmark's one-timer. He lifted it well too high. Badgers still controlling the offensive end, though. Finley back to the point. Palatichuk, one-timer. Dexheimer, that got through, but off the mark. And then off the corner wall and past Finley at the point. Seawolves will get to change a couple of their skaters. Badgers, Horbach needs a break. 1:10 left in the third. Wisconsin with an extra attacker down 1-0. Puck underneath one of the Seawolves players behind the Anchorage net. The referee blows a whistle to stop play. 1:04 to go in the third. 1-0 Anchorage.
1-0, and the Badgers will have an offensive zone faceoff. Yeah. The offensive-minded line that was out there will leave with a minute and 4 seconds left, and will come the all-hands team. Lucius Cruz, Celia, Simon. And we'll see who the backside forward will be. Fitzgerald will be the extra attacker.
Face off to the right of the goaltender Whale. Badgers win the draw. Lucius has it left wing. Walks it down the wall and looking. Palatichuk now. A minute to go in the period. Badgers down one on home ice against Anchorage. Fitzgerald mishandles the puck deep, but Lucius now has it. Open. Chuck catches it through his skates, and now Lucius again. Badgers taking their time here. Tassi twirling feet intended for Fitzgerald backside. Didn't get through. Lucius catches. Now snaps one off left side. Whale slides to his right to make the save. Palatichuk kept it alive. Lucius with it now. Slot. Backdoor. Tassi. Chip shot. Whale save. Rebound. Where is it? It's caught up in the goaltender's pads. Yikes. Face off to come. Jared Whale has been fantastic tonight. 40 saves for the goaltender from Calgary.
Simon Tassi had no real estate to move with. He's right in front of the net. He tries to tip it up and over. There was a man wide open on the backside. I'm assuming that was Fitzgerald. He's on his forehand, could have slapped it in the open net. But there's just no real estate when you're that tight to the goaltender.
Face off the Whale's right. Cilia again will take the draw. Fitzgerald, Lucius, Bantle. Fans starting to come to their feet. 30 seconds to play. Badgers need one to tie. Cilia wins the faceoff. Out to the point, Lucius. Dexheimer with it. Back to Lucius. He'll walk down to the circle. He shoots one wide. Off the corner wall and all the way out to center it comes. Badgers with one more crack at it. 17 seconds left. Cilia, Dexheimer, red line. He'll dump it in right corner to left. 12 seconds left. Palatichuk pinching in. Gets it off to Lucius. 9 seconds. Below the goal line. Fitzgerald put it in front. Bantle knocks it down. Where's the puck? Whale looking for two. It's still loose. Dexheimer jams at it. Bantle on his knees. The whistle blows. A whistle blows with time still on the clock. A penalty will be had on Anchorage for hooking on Caleb Huffman. Right now the clock shows triple zeros. There will be a second or two on the clock, I suppose. We'll see. And Huffman sitting in the penalty box, smiling from ear to ear. All right, 2 minute minor for holding the stick on Huffman. But how much time is going to be put on the clock? And that's what the referees are going to determine right now.
Yeah, they're both looking at their Timexes on their wrist going, yeah, I don't know. Not 100% sure.
It can't be a lot of time. They're going to take a look at the clock. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And again, the referees will take a look at the clock, but for all intent and purposes, this game is over. 2 seconds, you could win a draw and shoot it in an empty net or an open net.
Not with that guy in net.
No, not he's going. Mike Eaves did it in the national semifinals in 1977, right?
pushed it towards the net. He went forward on the play.
Forward,
not,
yep.
Not backwards.
Forward on the faceoff. Badger Hockey also brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. So the referees now will indicate how much time's on the clock, if there's any.
After review, we have 0.7 seconds.
0.7 seconds left. It would take a miracle. So Bantle will come out. Lindmark, Stramel, Tassie, and Dexheimer. Cilia as well.